My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Christian McCaffrey, NFL Network. Uh-oh. Former teammate, huh?
About that?
That's a way to put things. Go ahead, Tone.
Hey, if you're working, your smart speaker should be as well. Tell your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan.
We talked about this on the podcast yesterday, Carmen and Lyman's Emerging Podcast Scene. And remember, it's live every Tuesday and Thursday, presented by Extend Technologies at 10:15 a.m. on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the absolutely positively free Odyssey app. We don't charge you a single cent, not an American cent, not a Buffalo nickel, nothing in Canadian currency, not an English pound, not a Deutschmark, nothing. It's absolutely positively free. Todd and I were discussing a little bit. Here's what we had to say.
I've seen people make the case that the 49ers could just keep him from this year.
A little bit past that, right? Like they're like listening to offers and he's weighing the options. Like, nah, they're moving forward with this.
I have another question about this. I think he's going to end up in Pittsburgh now. I just think this whole thing was a thing to do that, to move him there. So as a Browns fan, is there a move where he ends up in Pittsburgh and you feel, okay, that's going to help us down the road here?
Yeah, the quarterback's throwing to him. I didn't think that Pittsburgh was out of it. I know that Owen is dead right about it, and it seems that Pittsburgh is kind of back in it now. I'm picking up a weird vibe, though, out of fans, and maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't. Maybe people agree or disagree with me on this. Do we have to have Brandon Ayuk?
No.
Do you think fans feel we have to have him? Browns fans.
I wouldn't be surprised
obviously.
If there is a percentage of the fan base that just – based on the recent history of Cleveland sports, where it feels like if you want something, you can will it to happen in big trades. Mm-hmm. I mean, Cleveland's made some of the biggest trades in sports in recent years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I bet you there are fans who already in their mind thought by the end of yesterday, by the end of the business day, they would have a new, young, exciting wide receiver.
I'm not picking up that vibe from fans. I'm not picking up a thought that fans need to have him. Usually... And I can't even say usually. I think every single time, in fact, that a player has been named in a possible trade, that immediately we got to have him. And if we don't get him, it's a failure. Or it's going to be a failure, or we're going to rue the day that we didn't get him. I'm not getting that about the Brandon Ayuk stuff. And I think I go back to it where I think people want to look at San Francisco. San Francisco is a championship-caliber team that's gotten very, very close and hasn't been able to punch through just yet. But they're a championship-caliber organization. If a championship caliber organization is willing to move on from you, what am I getting? What do they know that I don't? And remember, we talk about the age of Amari Cooper. Their biggest priority, if you follow anything with San Francisco, is not Brandon Ayuk and signing him. Their biggest priority is Trent Williams, who is an older, but obviously a future Hall of Famer, an older offensive lineman, because they want to protect Brock Purdy, and they feel that eventually Brock Purdy's contract, which I think is probably going to be up at the end of this year, in terms of having to sign him and extend him, signing him long-term and signing Trent Williams, number one, for a little bit more time, is more of a priority to them than Brandon Ayuk.
36, by the way.
So you have a team that's made the Super Bowl twice over the last 5 years, and has been a contender over the last 5 years. Now, they've had injury problems before, but you've had a team that's been obviously a very successful organization. They don't think that he's so important that they absolutely have to have him. You have questions about, now I don't want to turn it on him personally, but there have been questions about him like, why do you want to leave a championship caliber team? Is it all about money to you? So once you get your money, what are you going to be able to do? Meh, I think that that can be a little flimsy, but we can get into that. But you have a team that's been good and an organization that's been good. And if they're willing to move on from him and take something out of that and still try to be contenders, I think it's given a lot of Browns fans pause on what are we really trading for and should we make this move?
Well, I think the 49ers probably think they could, with their scheme, with their setup, with how proficient they are, no matter who the quarterback is, no matter who the weapons are, I think they feel like they can plug and play anybody. So why would you pay? He's going to want to be top five paid at his position. Mm-hmm. That's going to be north of $30 million. The 49ers, I mean, it's kind of smart if you think about it when you're really dealing with a cap. And I know people in Cleveland right here, because of where we are and how we're paying everybody, we don't think the cap exists. Well, it does eventually. I mean, the 49ers have been good longer than we have.
Yeah.
And so that bill comes due. And for them, it's an easy determination. They think they need Trent Williams way more than they think they need Brandon Ayuk.
They think they
can grow those guys in the lab.
What are they doing? They're finding the right thing to invest in. And for them, they know that they have to invest in the offensive, because they've had offensive line problems outside of Trent Williams. You know that. So they're going to invest in the offensive linemen that they know are going to be able to protect Brock Purdy, who's not... Hey, I love Brock Purdy as much as anybody for obvious reasons, but he's not out of the woods. As far as being a franchise quarterback, people have knockdown, drag-out fights every day about Brock Purdy. And by the way, people have knockdown, drag-out fights about Deshaun Watson every day. And what's the argument that I've been making about protecting him? Like, I do not have to have Brandon Ayuk. And I don't think that a lot of Browns fans feel...
I think
a lot of Browns fans feel the same way I do.
What I just said, that I think there's a confidence in San Francisco that they can grow those guys in a lab. We don't have that confidence at wide receiver.
Not at wide receiver.
So... you know, that is the one sticking point where I would say, like, Amari Cooper is probably not going to be here next year. I think most of us have kind of agreed with that sentiment. So where are we getting that next wide receiver?
First round of the draft. Where's the draft going to be at? It is in Vegas. So where the hell is the draft going to be at? Green Bay? I don't know. Pittsburgh?
Was it Pittsburgh?
Yeah. So we'll probably get our wide receiver in the first round of the draft in Pittsburgh. I mean, they're telling you right now they need wide receivers just by being in the mix for this. And so if they don't get them, I think the odds on favorite, unless Jed Wills does terrible this year, then it's going to be...
Or right tackle, depending on what you do with Tawan Jones.
More than likely, it's going to... Unless the wide receiver core isn't that great, class isn't that great, then no, you wouldn't want to just draft a guy for need. But it seems that, you're going to get your guy on the stage next year over in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where that's going to come from. And you're going to hope that Jerry Jeudy... Maybe you could work something out with Amari Cooper, but more than likely, no. You're going to hope that Jerry Jeudy... I don't know what you're going to do with Elijah Moore, but you're going to hope that him, Moore, probably not, but Tillman, maybe... And whoever wide receiver X is out of the draft are going to be enough for your quarterback who's supposed to be able to make weapons out of those guys. 216-474-0092. But I think a lot of Browns fans see it that way. Usually it's you hear a name, we have to have him. He absolutely must be a Brown. Andrew, get the laser eyes going, make it happen. I think if Brandon Ayuk was a Cleveland Brown by the end of the day, I don't think anybody would be really upset. But I don't think if he ended up even in Pittsburgh
at the end of the day. If he ends up in Pittsburgh, I do think some Browns fans would start to be a little panicky.
I don't think a lot of Browns fans would be as upset as you think. I'll explain
why. Especially if you thought you were getting him, and now instead he's on Pittsburgh.
216-474-0092. Do you have to have Brandon Ayuk to keep Pittsburgh away from him even?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.